Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
If you've never had to get on a dating app, count yourself lucky, because it is so brutal out here. Straight men are just making it way too easy for me to swipe left on them. And I think it's the reason why a lot of great guys aren't getting asked out. And I'm sure you're thinking, Abby, how bad could it be? So I decided I would put together a segment that would show you the toxic wasteland that is the dating apps, and a segment I'm calling Unhinged. I'm bringing you into this toxic wasteland. I am going to be giving you firsthand examples of what you too could find if you decided to join the lovely world that is the dating apps.
So this generally is the first thing that a woman is going to see on a dude's bio besides his picture. These are the words he's using, or these encompassing everything? First impression.
Yes. So this is not the first impression. So if you've decided, if they've gotten your attention enough to where you're like, you know what, let me listen to their voice prompt, this is what you will hear. And it is absolutely heinous. And it's not for a lack of trying. I'm sure you're thinking, oh, these guys are just not putting in enough effort. That is absolutely not the case.
They're trying. They just suck.
they're just doing a terrible job at it.
So the voice prompt on this is you can either just look at their bios, or they can also leave a message for you?
They can leave a message, sort of like a voicemail, like in the olden days.
Okay.
So sometimes they're going to try so hard that they will create a audio trailer for what you can expect if you decide to date them.
War, climate change, global pandemics, capitalism, going to the grocery store but forgetting your AirPods, having a tummy ache. Life can be overwhelming and full of challenges, but you don't have to do it alone. Not anymore. Take a chance. Let's see where things go. We can get through the chaos of the world together.
You're lying.
This is real life?
It makes you want to buy a ticket to that movie right now. I feel like I'm in the theater. I've got popcorn. I'm like, you know what, Jeffrey? This sounds great.
We should put one of these together.
That was so bizarre.
Before we judge, we should try at some point over the next week or so to put one of these together ourselves to see if we can do better.
Like what our our voice memo prompt would be if we had one of these dating profiles.
It's tricky, man, because you really do have to make a first impression, okay? He obviously was a little off the mark.
Just a little bit.
Over the top.
He missed the mark completely. He's nowhere near the mark. He's like, he's in another country, okay?
That was so bad.
That was so bad.
Oh, you guys, it gets so much worse. So, you know what? To be fair, putting together a dating app profile, kind of hard. And one of the hardest parts about getting, you know, conversations off the ground is you got to have thought-provoking questions. And this guy really thought he was coming in hard with the hard-hitting questions.
So recently, I had a conversation with a friend about what the word foodie means to us individually. And I'd love to hear what foodie means to you. I'm not going to share what I think it means because I want, you know, an unbiased opinion. But just let me know.
That's what keeps me up at night, truly. Is what really does the word foodie mean?
That's supposed to intrigue you to stay at his. That's bad.
I don't know why I feel like sticking up for these guys today. So
Godspeed, my friend.
Good luck.
So Abby, you told us a couple of weeks ago that when you're putting together a profile, though, that you want to have one thing that's kind of a niche thing that stands out.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe his thing is foodie, and that's what he's trying to emphasize.
Yeah, he's looking for the really passionate foodie community who wants to redefine what it truly means to be a foodie. And you know what? I do love, we're living in 2023. We're living in a new world where men are like, you know what?
feminism, me too. I'm also a hashtag feminist.
The fact that I love is how women can produce life. I think that's like so unique.
It's so unique.
He sounded like his mother gave that to him. I was like, read this.
I also feel like he was 3/4 of the way through a blunt right there.
Absolutely.
And he was getting all philosophical.
He's like, the hoe's going to love this.
Like, oh, where did he get a hold of this?
And sometimes, you know, it's not just the foodie questions that they want to strike ups for you to start a conversation. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they also will have other philosophical questions that you would have never even thought to think of.
So you know how in cinema a man can run around shirtless, but for some reason if a woman decides to free the nipple, it's a big uproar and we gotta censor it on TV and movies? I mean, what happens if we just green screened or photoshopped a male nipple on top of the female nipple? Would that go through? Like, I don't see where the issue's coming in here. It's the same thing.
I like that guy.
Now, he definitely on a blunt.
They got different strains.
Yes,
but they're both smoking.
Absolutely, absolutely.
This has got to be a little bit more difficult than we're making it out to be, though, right? I mean, when you're doing like 30 seconds and you're, I like the first dude's idea of his life like a movie trailer. That I do like, but trying to put together one of those would be difficult. Am I just giving that too much credit?
A little bit. Okay. I have no doubt that it's way more difficult than it seems. And we're going to do this. Okay. Like, I'm going to get this on the schedule in the next couple of weeks, and we're going to come up with our own, like, dating profile voice memos. I have no doubt it's harder than it looks. These are still bad. It's hard, but it's not that hard. And I want to play this last one because it's my favorite. Because if you thought men were afraid to be vulnerable on the dating apps, like, you are, could not be more wrong. These men are really putting themselves out there, especially when it comes to them wanting you to guess what their favorite song is.
All right. I'm going to tell y'all straight up, they're going to be kind of a cringe and kind of embarrassing. But if you can't figure out this song just off of these instrumental, then we can't be friends. All right, here we go.
That caught me off guard.
That goes in your, that's in your permanent folder.
Oh my God.
So wait, you're on Hinge and you're scrolling and you're listening. This is what you hear.
This is what I hear. And I just love the idea of them creating this profile and they're like, oh my gosh, I'm going to get all the girls with this.
Hold on, sidebar. I want to try to figure out what song this is.
I think I got it. I want to see if y'all can get it.
Okay, let's hear it one more time. Okay.
All right. I'm going to tell y'all straight up, they're going to be kind of a cringe and kind of embarrassing, but if you can't figure out this song just off of these instrumental, then we can't be friends. All right, here we go.
Is he being serious or is he laughing at himself?
No, I think he's serious.
Oh,
he's
no.
Serious.
Okay. But if he was laughing at himself, no. Then I think he's a decent... Give him a shot.
No. He laughed at himself because he couldn't hit that high note.
Oh, that high note. He was fighting for his life.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
Anybody have any idea what song
that
is?
I think I do.
No idea.
Y'all don't know?
No.
I think it's Usher. Let It Burn.
Oh.
Let's hear it again.
No. Yeah. No, absolutely not.
All right.
Oh my God.
I'm
going
to tell y'all straight up, they're going to be kind of a cringe and kind of embarrassing. If you can't figure out this song just off of these instrumental, then we can't be friends. All right. Here we go.
Oh, God.
That's a great mystery. Sure. Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Well, okay. Then you can date him.
Yeah, I guess so. I'm the only one qualified for.
I wonder. Okay, so I wonder. We are definitely playing this again, Abby. OMG, we are so playing this again. Should we start or end with an actual good one so we have a comparison of what it should sound like, or do we just play these rancid ones?
Do we have any examples of good ones?
I have one that we thought was the weakest out of all of them, but maybe you guys will be on his side because he, you know what, to be fair, he wanted to take us out on a nice date.
It's not difficult. It's actually really easy. I'm trying to go to Six Flags. I'm trying to take somebody with me. So if you're trying to go, swipe right. If you don't like Six Flags, are you allergic to outside? Swipe left. If you're fine and you're allergic to outside, swipe right. But mostly if you're going to Six Flags, trying to come, swipe right. Come on.
I had that. You got the right idea.
Yeah.
I met my match with the Usher guy. So.
Oh, man.
All right, sometime over the next couple of weeks, we got to put one of these together.
We will. We'll
just to see if it's as difficult as it appears to be.
It's truly not that hard.
That is going to be, damn you, that is going to be in my head all day.
Burn. I'm going to have to listen to that song again if I don't feel it.
The Burt Show.